We're going to refer to the document that we're making as an operating agreement. A lot of places refer to it as a management agreement. It's all the same thing. It's equivalent to the bylaws in the corporation. We've created a different language for LLCs, but the stuff that we have in an LLC very much mirrors the things that happen in a corporation. Obviously, there are differences because I just told you the LLC has some great advantages over the corporation. My object with you is to design an asset protection and a tax plan using the written document that you write out as your operating agreement. And I want you to avoid the common mistakes that people make every time they set up an LLC. And it doesn't matter if they're doing it themselves, they're getting it off the internet, or the lawyer's doing it for them. I see the mistakes happen all of the time. I've already said that I'm going to assume that you've already filed your articles of organization or your certificate of LLC or whatever you've called it, that you've already done that. The LLC operating agreement is going to establish the rules that you're going to run your company by. You write it down, the courts will uphold it. If you don't write it down or you have a 3-page operating agreement and haven't addressed the issues, then you're going to get what the state statute says that you get. And do you really believe that the state statute is written for your benefit and not the state's benefit? I don't think so. Their statutes are basically written to protect the state. Does the state really have an interest in protecting your assets if there's a problem, or in seeing to it that you pay the minimum taxes? No. But if you take the time to write it down, they'll honor what you write. And that's a big deal, like I've already said. I'm going to use the word big deal a couple of times because the operating agreement is a big deal to you. Now, the catch is, if you write it down and you establish the rules, the court says you've got to live by those rules. If you don't live by the rules, then the court doesn't have to live by the rules either. And they can do whatever they want, which means you end up with very little asset protection when push comes to shove and you actually get sued. When you get sued, they're always going to sue you and the LLC. The first thing you do is you get into court and you argue, hey, judge, can't sue me. Got to sue the LLC over there. See it? And the judge says, yeah, right, provided. Now, the judge is going to go through your rules. If you haven't followed the rules, the judge looks at you and says, hey, look, buddy, you didn't do what your rules said you had to do. You didn't do what the law requires you to do. I can't use the law to protect you. And he does what's called pierce the corporate veil, and all of your assets are then available to the creditors of the LLC. And that's not what you want. You've probably heard people, lawyers, other people say, oh, the LLC's easy. You don't have to do the formality stuff that you do with the corporation. Technically, that's true. In fact, many statutes even say, hey, you don't have to do this formality stuff. Point of the matter is, and I'm going to tell you, yes, you do have to do the formality stuff. Because the first thing I'm going to do when I sue you is I'm going to get you into court. I'm going to sue you and the LLC, and I'm going to say, look, Your Honor, this isn't a real company. This is just this guy's alter ego. It's just him operating under a different name. You then have to prove to the judge, no, this is a real company. And the way you prove that it's a real company is through these corporate formalities. Same corporate formalities, LLC and corporation. Did you commingle money? Did you do all of this and that and the other? It's not hard. In course 5, I'm going to give you a system. And you can do it, I'm talking maybe 2 hours a year. That's not bad to maintain your asset protection. I had a California businessman, he runs a big ad agency in LA, call me up a while back and he says, Lee, I need your help. I got to do my LLC. I got screwed. Gotten his LLC papers off the Legal Doom site. And funny thing is, he actually got sued. He says, I got into court. It took the judge exactly 15 minutes to set aside my LLC and say that the company creditors could come after me personally, and I got eaten by the alligators. I don't want to have that happen again. I need your help. We do know how to help, by the way. We had a young attorney in the office, and this guy kept score. And he's been up against 103 corporations, LLCs. Out of the 103, do you know how many of the corporate shields he has pierced and been able to go after the owners directly? 103. I'm going to estimate that 95% of the LLCs out there do not give the advertised protection when you actually get sued. Whenever our young attorney wants to go after a corporation or an LLC, first thing he does is he asks for the bylaws or the operating agreement. And he sits down and he starts to read it. What do the members do? What do the managers do? And the funny thing is, if they don't do what they're supposed to do, we get to pierce the corporate veil. If you haven't followed the rules, it's just an alter ego. You might note that the operating agreement is never filed anywhere. You write it, you put it in your filing cabinet. It's the guts to your company, the operating manual, and you're going to refer to it when you get sued or when somebody demands to see the operating agreement. Then you have to show it to them. So it has to be in existence, and those people are going to want it on a very short notice. One of the businessmen in our state, and there pretty much isn't anybody in our state that's over the age of 20, that can't tell you exactly what the name is and what they do. The patriarch of the family was dying. And one of his daughters came to me and said, "Look, Lee, I want you to review everything so that when Dad dies, we don't go through probate, we don't have business snags, there's no problem. And, by the way, Dad's expected to die this week." So I said, okay, well, hurry. Let's get everything and start looking at it and see if we can find some big holes anyway. I said, "You operate a multi-million dollar company as an LLC, correct?" "Yes." "Good. I want to see the operating agreement. I want to see the articles of organization and the operating agreement." Well, these people, they have the biggest law firms in the state. They have the biggest accounting firms in the state. They have the best of everything. And they couldn't come up with the operating agreement. It took them about 3 days. And you got to remember, Dad's dying in 2 or 3 days. It took them 3 days to find the operating agreement. Finally, they found it. The accountant had it. So they hurried and hustled it into us. And I sat down and started to read. And the funny thing is, you actually read the piece of paper. What it says on that operating agreement, the piece of paper, makes a difference. So I started to check off the elements of an LLC. And we're going to talk about those in detail. They didn't have what's called continuity of life. Don't get shook. I'm going to explain that later. Which means that as soon as one of the members dies, the LLC disappears. It's gone. Doesn't mean that the LLC goes on forever, that the LLC has a perpetual life or a 20-year life or whatever you've chosen. It means that when a member dies, the LLC dies. So they didn't have continuity of life. Dad dies. This LLC is toast. It's gone. Now, we can go in. We can doctor it. We can fix it up. We can rejuvenate it and bring life back into it. But I explained this. Then I started to ask some other questions. And the funny thing is, each one of the kids had chunks of this company, membership interests. One of the brothers had died 3 years earlier. That means 3 years ago, this company died. Now, they haven't been sued. They've been filing their taxes. The IRS is going to be happy. However, if they had been sued, I, as an attorney, would have sat down, and many attorneys wouldn't catch this, I might point that out, but I would have sat down and gone through the operating agreement, because the operating agreement's where I'm going to get you, and I would have started to ask the questions. As soon as I found out that one of the members had died 3 years ago, I turn to the judge and I say, "Look, Judge, these guys don't have an LLC. It's gone. It left 3 years ago." And basically at that point, I have a very good opportunity to pierce the corporate veil and go after the owners directly. I can get their personal assets. The operating agreement, it's a document that you need to prepare now up front. It's going to control your LLC business purpose, the conduct, the affairs of the members, the relationship of the members to each other and to the manager. It controls everything.